It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Ever wonder why so many doctors today have such negative attitudes about their jobs? Why so many are retiring early? And why so many wouldn't want their children to become doctors? I thought becoming a doctor was synonymous with success. So why are these highly successful people, today's doctors, not smiling? Well, one word, computers. Specifically, I'm talking about the introduction of the electronic medical record, also called EMR, into their daily lives. Say the letters EMR to most doctors today in the United States and stand back. You'll get a very strong emotional response. Today, a pediatrician's day is spent almost entirely with a computer screen and keyboard. Because of this sad fact, I'm going to do something that I have never done before in my 6 years of blogging. I'm going to weigh in on some of the choices our governmental leaders, our computer scientists, our insurance executives, and our pharmaceutical executives have made in shaping today's healthcare system. I want to pull back the curtain a little and let my listeners get a feel for what today's pediatricians are up against as they go about their day-to-day jobs and maybe start a conversation about improving things. Now, I want to believe that the architects of the electronic medical record were well-intentioned people. But the current emphasis that the EMR has placed on documentation, coding, regulations, they've drastically changed the focus of outpatient pediatric care. The EMR and the computer are literally sucking the life out of today's doctors. Onerous hours of data entry is not what young doctors signed up for in med school, especially when those efforts only marginally improve healthcare delivery. Exhibit A of a process that is totally out of control. Just look at the picture that I provide you of the electronic medical record of a one-year-old child that was recently seen in my office who had undergone a repair of a congenital heart defect. Now, granted, repair of a congenital heart defect is a big, big deal. But look at the resulting medical records. Remember, this child's 1 year old. This stack of papers represents a paper copy of this child's electronic medical record. Of course, the pediatrician who was seeing him for the first visit to our office had his usual 15 minutes to not only review these records, but also to complete his 1 year medical visit with all the requirements that that entails. Well, I think you can see that this is impossible to do. Asking doctors repeatedly to do things that are not possible will quickly make them cynical and angry. And that is, in fact, what we're seeing happening. I am afraid that the healthcare administrators, the computer engineers, the insurance companies, and government bureaucrats have created a system that has lost sight of the real reason for healthcare. The face-to-face discussion of decision-making regarding our children's health and how we, as their healthcare advocates, can improve their health and ultimate well-being. Creating voluminous medical records? That's not our mission. When I began in medicine just a generation ago, 95% of my day was spent on face-to-face healthcare with patients, and only 5% was spent with billing and creating medical records, what I call process. After the introduction of EMR, however, I calculated that I spend closer to 66% of my time on patient care and 30% on process. Some days, I spend as much as 50% of my time on process. Our primary mission, however, should not be to create medical records, but to take care of children and families. I certainly can see the need for improving data collection, improving patient safety, making healthcare more accountable and efficient. I support these goals, but I don't think that achieving them should come at the sacrifice of our true mission, providing the care in healthcare. I think something's out of balance when data entry, generating medical records, and insurance coding takes up 30 to 50% of a doctor's day. I think that system is short-sighted. I think we will regret these choices as we look back in the rearview mirror of time. While today's doctors are busy creating the greatest medical records the world have ever seen, today's children are losing out on what doctors do best, providing care. Well, thanks for listening to my complaints about the electronic medical record. I promise I won't do it again soon, but I think it's important for families to understand why their children's pediatricians may be a little out of sorts at times. These are talented, dedicated people who work hard and who have undergone a drastic change in their job descriptions in the past few years. Healthcare has changed drastically, and I think parents need to understand a little bit of what's happening behind the scenes. Well, if you enjoy hearing about what is new in the world of pediatrics and child health, take a minute to subscribe to Portable Practical Pediatrics at www.docsmo.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes. This is Dr. Paul Smolin, you know, Doc Smo, hoping that despite your doctor's trials, they remember to give you some friendly smiles. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry. And Wendy Smolin, Esquire, and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this PEDcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com PEDcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.